It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the bankrolls. Who you got?
Yes! Another week of Over Under 985, the podcast. People have been wanting it all day, all week, and it is here! Hello, Dan Lifshatz.
What's going on, Joe?
Quick recap from last week.
Very quick. We're doing quick recap, getting right into it.
8-5-1 last week on the PPs.
That's right. I struggled in hockey. I did not have a good week. I started off the week slow. Finally got a nice little win last night. Hopefully I'm on my way back on the rebound. So, been bad week for
UFC
me.
UFC was in Boston. I was at the studio having fun. And what do I always preach? Underdogs.
What did you do?
I don't know.
You went favorites.
I came away with the last four fights I won. Two of them were dogs. I won $65. But then when people were like, oh, my God, I'm hurting. I was like, stay in there, people. Stay in there. I bet $100 every game. And then finally when I realized it was like, oh, shit, this is getting a little out of hand, I started doing $200. Like,
oh, boy.
I hit Joe Lazon. That was a nice old, like, 280 banger. Yeah, I won $65. So that was fun. And then college football, Wisconsin. Who did they lose to?
Fucking Illinois, man.
Fuck Illinois!
They fucking suck. How the fuck did Wisconsin lose to them?
How? Like, I get it. I took them at minus 29 thinking, you know, well, Ohio State won by 50. So maybe they'd come back. Nope. And I'm trying to think of some, the NFL games. Well, you had the Jets. That didn't work out.
Yeah, that fucking sucked, huh? Not showing up. Should have read it in the line when it was 10, but...
I'm trying to think of what I had on the pod last week. I think I went 3-1. Yeah, whatever. I'm ready for a new week. Ready for a new week here.
I'm ready.
Anything else? No? So, NBA season started. We did a preview. The wrangle didn't work.
Incarcerated Bob just DM'd me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wonder what he's
thinking. I'll tell you off the air. It was interesting.
Oh.
I actually agree with him. So
I kind of like his – he gives out – for people who are like, oh, I love cappers, he gives out like a pick every week, but it's always like buying it down to 7 and like
– I love Incarcerated Bob because I think that he is a – I think he legitimately has insiders. I think he breaks stories and no one gives him credit because if you're not right 100% of the time, then you're never right and, you know, you don't know anything. Yeah. So I think that – I think he does. Because I can understand how if you don't get everything right, exactly right, people fucking lose their minds on you. But, I mean, he does have like 42 gambling accounts that he like tweets plays from and sells plays from.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah.
We all like money. People wish that they could hear this live. We don't know how.
Well, we do know how. We don't know how to set it up in studio. So
okay, we have Twitch, but we can't use it.
Correct.
Periscope would not be pretty. for like a 2-hour podcast.
I agree. I don't think so.
We could do YouTube, but that sounds painful.
That sounds horrible.
Patreon, people could pay us, but I don't know. We'd have to get the rights from the station and know how that works.
I don't think that would go well.
So is there another way?
Probably looking at Twitch, which means we need Nick Jamelli here.
And I did put it out last week that if you wanted to sponsor our PPs, you could. I heard from somebody.
A few people.
Okay. Again, out of our hands. Completely out of our hands.
But we appreciate it.
We, listen, if anybody, you know how to find us, people. All right. Let's get right into it this week. This is some big games. Notre Dame, Michigan. Does that excite anybody anymore? Yeah. I'll still bet on it. Ohio State, Wisconsin? Meh.
Wisconsin on the second of a back-to-back roadie. They lost the first one, though. Ooh. By the way, let's get this out of the way early. Power 5 teams on back-to-back, okay? Wisconsin lost the first one. Auburn, they did not lose the first one. Arizona lost the first one. Indiana did not lose the first one. Duke lost the first one. Arizona State lost the first one. And Missouri lost the first one. So, bunch of scenarios here. Most of the teams lost. Two teams will be looking at Auburn and Indiana because those teams, very unlikely to win. All right, moving on.
And I believe in the NFL, Patrick Mahomes has been ruled out this week.
Yes, that's correct. Patrick Mahomes is out.
All right. He's out.
All right, let's give the people what they want. Let's start with week one for college football. Or sorry, week nine for college football.
Jeez, 9 weeks, huh?
Week nine. Dude, we have like 5 more weeks left. That's it.
That's right. Yeah, because Thanksgiving's coming up.
Fucking crazy how fast it went.
Next week's Halloween.
It's wild.
Should we take a break or just get into it?
No, let's get right into it.
All right.
Screw it.
Oklahoma travels to Kansas State.
No, first game is tonight, Friday.
Oh, we're actually, it's going to be out?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be out in time. Okay. That game's at 9 o'clock.
Okay, USC travels to Colorado. Colorado's at home getting 10. Now, don't be fooled, people. Don't be fooled. I liked Colorado all year long. All year long. Then they got worse than destroyed.
On the road.
It was terrible.
Dude,
they haven't played since that game, though.
They're at home tonight.
It's like a different thing. But they're playing USC. All right, Nebraska's beaten Colorado beat Nebraska.
Yep.
Everybody else really doesn't matter.
I mean,
USC has big wins.
They do. Feels like a letdown. I don't think they're covering the number tonight. I don't. I think Colorado is covering the number. I think they have a chance to win this game.
I believe USC last lost to Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken. They played last week.
I think that is correct. I couldn't.
So both teams are off a loss. And I believe USC played at Notre Dame.
Let's see.
Is this back-to-back?
No, USC beat Arizona 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Okay. So I'm a couple weeks behind then.
Yep.
But was that
on the
road?
No, it was last week. It was not 2 weeks ago.
Was that at home or on the road?
Home. 41-14. Dominated them.
Ooh.
Dominated them, yeah.
So USC, I think, has more talent than Colorado.
They definitely have the talent.
I can't put my money on Colorado. I can't do it.
Listen, I'm not putting money on either team. And I think we've kind of already made that clear tonight, but I definitely lean Colorado tonight. I find it hard to believe that USC is going to cover tonight with looking ahead to Oregon next week.
Oof.
Yeah, on the road. And they're home versus Oregon next week. By the way, upset alert. Let's do a little early preview here. I think USC is beating Oregon next week. That team is primed to fail. Prime.
Oregon's defense is very good.
Are they? Washington tuned them up for 30, and USC is a better offensive team than they are. Just saying, they feel like they're very close to flopping. They won. They beat me last week. I was on Washington. They beat me. They feel close to a fail. That's all. Maybe that's just me.
USC 8-0 versus Colorado since the Buffaloes joined the Big 12 in 2011. They have won 6 of the meetings by at least 11 points.
The Colorado was bad. But let's not kill them. They had a pretty good season before the last few weeks. I mean, they were originally beat Colorado State, beat Nebraska, beat Arizona State on the road, lost to Arizona, That was a bad loss.
Bad loss.
Got murdered versus Oregon and then lost at Washington State last week. They got handled.
That was bad.
I still think they're a good home team.
But look at USC's losses. BYU in overtime. Washington. Notre Dame.
Again, I think they have a very good resume. I'm just telling you, I don't think they're going to cover tonight. I think they're going to win. Yeah. We spend too much time in this game.
Yeah.
For especially a non-play. All right, let's move on to Saturday.
Oklahoma goes to Kansas State. I had Oklahoma last week minus 32, and they covered. And they covered second half.
We talked about that one on the podcast. I agree with you. I thought they were going to cover big and easy.
They're, 23 this week? I don't see how they...
They are 24 now.
Yeah, I don't see how they don't go in there and cover that one, too.
I worry about...
Yeah, I see 45-17 right now over there.
I worry about Kansas State a little bit, man. That team is feisty. I mean, did they beat TCU last week? Honestly, I can't remember off the top of my head. But they were playing with TCU, and I believe they were leading TCU for most of the game. I don't remember the exact outcome of the game. But I would just... Kansas State is 4-2. Look, let's not overlook them too quickly, you know? I think they're a good team. I agree. I think Oklahoma covers 20. They did. They beat TCU by a touchdown. Did they beat them by, 24? I don't feel great about that.
This is what Kansas State, I just saw, was second in the country on stopping teams on third down. So... And I know that Oklahoma gets into a lot of third
down. Kansas State's two losses are on the road at Oklahoma State, which is a tough place to play, and Baylor, who looks like they are wrecking the Big 12.
I can't believe that last week.
Charlie Brewer, Baylor's quarterback, looks like a legit player.
They were down, came all the way back. It's a high-scoring game. It was very low early on.
This is a huge game for Kansas State. It's their last major home game until the final week of the season. They face Iowa State.
Oklahoma has won 22 consecutive true road games. They've scored at least 34 points in 17 straight road games.
Yeah, I mean...
Holy crap.
Don't get me wrong. I love Oklahoma, but here's the thing. After Kansas State, they have to run the gauntlet. Home versus Iowa State, at undefeated Baylor, home versus TCU, at Oklahoma State.
They'll be favored in every one of them.
They will be, and they'll probably lose one or two of those. They're not gonna go undefeated, dude. At Baylor, tough game, and at Oklahoma State... Probably for Oklahoma State to be in close to the Big 12 championship. I mean, that this is a big game. I don't see them covering this week. That's me.
Let's get a couple of crap games out of the way. Purdue, Illinois. Purdue shouldn't be 9.5. I'm sorry.
But to Illinois?
They probably do beat Illinois. By
I mean, I know points. Illinois just won the game. I know Illinois beat Wisconsin, but like, let's also not give like too much love to Illinois. They suck. I think Purdue's going to cover
Purdue
that one.
Purdue played well. They came back last week against Iowa, but they lost.
I think Illinois is going to get crushed. I think Purdue wins on a route.
Wow.
By the way, total on that one is 55.5.
Ooh. Illinois's been putting up points.
I feel like that should be over.
Yeah.
In fact, 55.5 only would have been under for like two games for Illinois this year.
Mm.
Yeah, two games. Their first two games of the season,
in UConn Purdue, and Akron. When they're good, they score.
Yeah, I would be shocked. Or sorry, I guess Wisconsin's 24-23 too. Didn't even think about that one. All their wins. So here's the thing: Illinois' wins, they've gone under. Their losses have gone over. Yeah, you think they're going to lose? I would lean to the over.
Western Michigan, Bowling Green, don't care.
28-point spread for Western Michigan. They should tune the living shit out of Bowling Green, who came back down to earth and got destroyed by Central Michigan, which was a play that I liked. I think that Western Michigan will absolutely ruin them. Should go over, though. 64.5 is the total. I like the over there.
Texas A&M hosting Mississippi State. This used to be a good game back in the day. Now it's not. Don't have a real take on this one. I think Mon's the better quarterback. They got nothing here.
I mean, it feels like Mississippi State is, they're done. I mean, they're 1-3 in the SEC. They don't really have a chance. They're coming off just another loss to LSU. They've lost three straight, Auburn, Tennessee, and LSU. They're on the road at Texas A&M and at Arkansas next week. I don't know. This doesn't feel exactly like an inspired Bulldogs team to come in and win. I'm not gonna lay the points with Texas A&M, but I do think that I do think I'd probably back them if you made me.
I think if I had to, I'd take Texas A&M.
Total's at 50.5 though. I feel like that's a little low.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a pretty decent over spot.
All right, just knocking out a few games. San Jose State, Army. Army's 10 points. Now, San Jose State has put up points this year. I've watched a bunch of their games.
They're a much better team than they were.
So, Army at 10, though, at home? I haven't looked into it enough.
Army's been bad, dude. I mean, they're 3-4 now. San Jose State is finally getting a little bit better. But, like, I don't know. I think I'd probably still lean Army. But, dude, Army lost to Tulane, Western Kentucky, and Georgia State. Like, they're not exactly an impressive team. So maybe I don't want to lay the 10 with San Jose State. I mean, they covered versus San Diego State last, or didn't cover versus San Diego State, but would have, whatever. And they did cover versus Nevada a couple weeks ago.
You ready for a game that smells real fishy?
Yep.
Pittsburgh, -4.5 at home versus Miami.
Oh, dude, no.
Miami just lost to Georgia Tech.
They did. And Georgia Tech was on a back-to-back road. He'd lost the first one, so exactly. Again, we didn't bet them for that reason. I told you on the podcast I liked Georgia Tech. Miami is starting Nkosi this week, so he just got ruled in today, which makes me feel a little bit better about their chances to win this game.
But Pitt has beaten, you know, UCF. They beat Syracuse last week.
It's at UCF too, which is a hard. I mean. It's a hard place to play, you know? Like, I think, how about this? I think Pitt maybe wins by, like, a field goal. Like, would that surprise you?
Mm. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami won, but
total,
this is a scary game.
Total open at 47.5. It's down to 42.
Over.
Yeah, I think this is an under game in Pitt. In Pitt. If it was in Miami, I'd feel a little bit differently, but in Pittsburgh, hard to play there.
Appalachian State goes to South Alabama. I'm not going to PP this, but I think Appalachian State crushes them. 27.5?
They should, but that's a weird number, dude. Shouldn't that be 28.5, 30? Like, App State should dominate. You know what this smells like? App State's going to dominate them. It's not going to be close, and they're going to get backdoored somehow. You know, they put in their backups and South Alabama comes down and scores a touchdown. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, even a 41-10 with them having the ball at the end of the game could be a backdoor.
That's my thing is, like, I don't want to touch the I'll tell you this, the over-under is at 52.5. I very much like the over.
Want to hear something
South
weird?
Alabama should score a little bit.
Appalachian State is the only team in the nation to convert all of its fourth downs.
Wow.
Just weird. Five for five.
Zach Thomas is a good quarterback there, dude. He's playing very well. That entire team is playing very well. Their running back, Darrington Evans, who is the kid who carries the ball there, he's having a hell of a year. I mean, he scores down near the goal line. Listen, I don't love the game. Again, I think this is a tough college card to kind of pick from this week, but I do. I think that they're going to win the game. So App State should win this season.
All right, Iowa goes to Northwestern. Northwestern tanked last week. I think they come back and play well and lose one of the most ugliest, low-scoring 17-9 games against Iowa in history. So I think that they cover.
Are you taking them?
No.
No, okay. I agree with you. I think that Northwestern's going to find a way to cover this game, dude. Like, 9.5 feels like that should be 10-9. Northwestern should.
Iowa should win this game.
By a touchdown.
But, like, Northwestern didn't even show on national television.
Dude, that was embarrassing. I mean, that was embarrassing. That was an under. I thought I had that under locked up with, like, 4 minutes to go left.
Ohio State gets the ball. Yeah.
Ohio State runs, like, a 75-yard touchdown. I thought that was locked up. I was, like, about to break out the champagne on a Friday night, be like, nice, starting off the week with a win. That was gross. Gross loss. Fuck you, Northwestern for doing that. But
one in five
this year, 0-4 in the Big Ten. I still think they're going to cover at home. And by the way, total in that one, 37.
17-9.
37 is the total.
Going under.
This 12 o'clock slate is hard, man.
Then we got Ohio State, Wisconsin. This was supposed to be essentially for the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, well, until Illinois decided to ruin things a little bit.
What can Ohio State do? Their defense is gross.
They
run the football. They have two good running backs.
Yep.
Their quarterback can do anything he wants.
Fields is good. Dude, is Fields going to be a first-round pick? Oof. Like, maybe, I didn't think so, but he looks like he has
another 3 years. So,
no, is it 2 years?
No, this is first season, so maybe next year.
He's a redshirt junior for whatever reason. Didn't he start at LSU? I believe that
it was Georgia.
It was Georgia. Yeah, right. Sorry, yeah, Georgia. So he started at Georgia. I believe he played one season at Georgia. Yeah, 2018. He transferred, so he's a redshirt sophomore. Not a redshirt junior. So he can come out next year.
Ohio State is 9-1 against Wisconsin since 2007.
By the way, Ohio State laying 14.5 right now. 14.5 at home. Now, Joe, let me ask you something. I've been thinking about this all week, right? I had a rough week. Last week I had a rough week. Thinking about getting a few easy wins here and there, okay? Today, I took a live bet of Leicester over 7.5 goals today. That one, they ended
Leicester
up in
City?
Leicester. Oh. They beat Southampton 9-0 today in the EPL, okay? Do I take Ohio State money line here and just kind of win myself a few bucks back? Every once in a while, it's nice to throw in a nice, easy one.
Yeah, but what's the money line going to be like?
$750.
$750 to win $100?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We can't teach the people that.
No, I know, but
are you doing it like in a parlay?
No, every few weeks, I like to throw in a nice, easy one.
No,
to do something.
I bring
like that.
This one up all the time. Remember when the Saints played the Seahawks in the Super Bowl in the playoffs, and the Seahawks won?
Yeah,
I bet the Saints -500.
Okay, but this is a little different. This is not the NFL. This is college football. It's way more predictable. Anyways, I'm not going to do it, but
the last time these two teams played, I had Wisconsin. They won 27-21 in the Big Ten championship.
Listen,
game.
It's okay every Lee few weeks.
Brooke was the quarterback.
It's okay every few weeks to mix in an easy winner. That's my point, okay? Pat's money line, something like that. It's okay every few weeks.
Ohio State has won 6 in a row in the series.
Listen, they're laying 14.5 to Wisconsin. I think they're going to – I have a very high opinion of Wisconsin still. But I can't possibly back
Ohio
them.
Ohio State hasn't played a defense like this, though.
Can't possibly back them, yeah. Well, the over-under is at 51, and I wanted to take the under. I felt very good about taking the under. Until fucking Ohio State backdoored the total last week, I'm done. I'm not taking an Ohio State total again.
I think Ohio State wins 31-17.
That's great.
It's going to be 24-17.
I can't do it.
And then they put it away.
14.5 points. Can't do it on the side. Can't do it on the total. Ohio State wins the game. I think I might play a money line bet for fun.
No,
the
card sucks.
A couple $100 here and there.
Southern Miss at Rice.
Okay, here we go. You ready? I don't have a PP on this, but I have a buddy of mine who really likes Rice tomorrow. He has talked me into Rice a little bit. I lean Rice anyways. They have a very good defense. I may add Rice tomorrow as my 1-12. It was my one early game. May add them. Thinking about it. Okay. Do we miss any? We did. We missed Liberty Rutgers.
Oh Jesus, Liberty! Yeah.
Liberty laying 7.5 on the road versus Rutgers.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't possibly back Rutgers there, right? No. I'm not betting it, but I'm just saying you could never possibly back Rutgers there. No way. I would lay the 7 there.
Nevada goes to Wyoming.
I finally have a PP. You ready?
Nevada.
PP Wyoming. Ooh. -13.5. Okay. Bang. Well, there's
Nevada
a bell.
Played better lately?
They
got that quarterback we were talking about.
He's gone. He's been dismissed for academics. Malik
Get out of here.
Gone.
They won with him.
Last chance you. He's gone. Last chance you has been as is no longer last chance. He is gone, so Malik Henry's not starting. Wyoming struggled last week. Sean Chambers, their quarterback, struggled.
They're done. Nevada's done.
Yeah, dude.
They can't score.
Wyoming minus 13.5. Wyoming has a fantastic defense. Wyoming's going to run the ball, control the game on them. I really like this play. Wyoming will win this game, and they are going to cover the 13.5. PP, I already played the bell for you. I don't have a lot of PPs this week, Joe. So, you know, you take them when you take them when you can get them.
I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's it. Wyoming is my only early play. It's gross. It's kind of gross out there.
Ball State almost dropped the 70 burger last week.
They were so fucking close to doing what I said. So close.
Ball State's hot. Let's just face it. They're hot. Why would you bet against this right
now? I'm fading Ball State this week, dude.
See,
I'm fading Ball State. Give me Ohio in the 2.5 this week. Yeah, I'm not playing it. This is not a PP. I'm just telling you the side I like.
I'm not fading Ball State.
I would absolutely play Ohio this week. I think Ball State's overrated. They have faced.
Of course they are. They're Ball State.
Okay, so they faced some bad team. They caught Toledo in a week with their third string quarterback. They caught Eastern Michigan without their starter. I will give them this. They had a good win at Northern Illinois. Straight up, nothing I can say there. I'm fading them this week. Give me, I like Ohio. The total in that one, by the way, is at 59.5. I think that thing is going way over. Way over.
I wish we could get this game on like a weeknight. Marshall.
Marshall, Western Kentucky.
They take on Western Kentucky. Nothing. Marshall, maybe. Nothing.
I mean, Western Kentucky.
These games suck.
Western Kentucky is 4-0 in Conference USA.
Whoa.
Yep. They are making noise, surprisingly. I hated them coming into the year. I thought they were going to suck. Marshall laying 5. Total is at 45, Joe. You know me. I like Western Kentucky totals. I'm staying off this one, but this is an interesting game to me. I'm actually going to be paying attention to this one. I know you don't give a shit, but
nope,
I do.
Don't give one poop. You know, like I can give 2 and 3, but no.
Not one poop?
Not one.
Not one poop. Okay.
New Mexico State against Georgia Southern, like New Mexico State blows.
New Mexico State's the worst team in the country. not the worst, one of the worst. They're 0-7.
I mean, like, if Georgia Southern can't cover that,
Georgia Southern laying 14 at home.
I don't even want a PP, but they should.
They should. I like the over, Joe. New Mexico State can score a little bit, right? But their defense blows. I think that should go over 55.5.
Here's my suggestion for Saturday. Get all your stuff done early. Keep the Ohio State-Wisconsin game on in the background.
Don't bet it.
And then get ready for the 3 o'clock games.
Yeah, dude. Because the card is so bad.
Like, here we go. Oklahoma State, Iowa State. Quality game. Two teams that like to score. I look at the over right away, 63.5. Oklahoma State's coming off a crushing loss last week against Baylor. That was a bad loss.
They were up in that game, too.
Iowa State has a lot of talent.
Iowa State's playing well, but the spread is freaking 10.5 now.
I kind of like Iowa State in the spot.
Oklahoma State has lost 2 in a row, including bad loss to Texas Tech. Apart. They could be.
Do you think the mullet could ever go NFL?
No. No. He's way too much of a douchebag. No, because you can talk that way to college kids.
Yeah.
But if you talk that way to a professional football player, they will get in your face.
I'm a man. I'm
like,
40.
Can you like imagine saying that to Ezekiel Elliott? I mean, I don't think that you can do that. I don't like that. I think there's going to be points. I agree with Joe. Over 63.5 is my lean in that one.
I think Iowa State wins like 38-30.
I think that's fair. I think Oklahoma State's going to find a way to cover that game, man. I do. But like I just they're 1-3 in the Big 12. Can't touch it. Can't touch it.
If anything, over. That's it. Agreed. There's no other.
Agreed.
And I don't even know if you want to touch the over because it could be one of those slobber knocker.
I do like the over. I'm not going to add it, but you like the over.
Another 3:30 game. Now this one is just begging for you to take Texas.
Oh my God!
Right,
dude.
It's begging you.
You do
no. I'm saying it's begging you.
You're not doing it, right?
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, because when I saw the line for this game, my first instinct was, "Oh fuck, Joe's gonna take Texas."
Doesn't this thing scream Texas?
This thing screams. If you take Texas, you're gonna lose your money. But I have felt in this situation. this way a few times, and the better team has won. So I don't know what to think.
I've watched TCU this year. They're not good.
They're not, but is Texas that good?
They just snuck out a win. I see value in Texas here.
Dude, they barely beat Kansas
at
home.
That's what I'm saying. I see value in this.
From what? Based off what? Beating
Kansas?
I'm going
to give you one. Remember when BC lost to Rutgers?
Yeah.
Oh, no, lost to Kansas?
Right.
They played Rutgers the next week and won.
Okay.
Now, granted, it's against Rutgers.
That's Rutgers, not TCU. And by the way, they did not look good versus Rutgers, and they were not covering a lot of the game. They were not covering a lot of that game, Joe.
What's the difference to Texas?
What's the difference between Rutgers and TCU? Quite a bit.
There's
quite a bit.
Quite a bit, though.
Okay, yeah. I mean, TCU would probably be, what, a 20, 21-ish point favorite over Rutgers? Don't do it.
Texas won, what, 31-16 last year? I'm just looking at some of the
everyone numbers. Listening to the podcast right now, if you're thinking about betting this game, just don't do it. There are so many other better 330 games. You can watch this game if you want, but this is trap city. Like, this could be a sharp trap, and they're fucking setting you up to take Texas or setting you up to take TCU, but this feels like a trap. Right now, per Sports Insights, 77% of the bet on Texas.
No.
84% of the money on Texas.
No.
It feels scary. I wouldn't touch it. That's me.
Yeah,
I wouldn't touch it.
I have to agree. It looks juicy. What have I always said?
If
it looks like a fish.
It smells like a fish.
It smells like a fish.
It's a fucking it's a fucking dead fillet, disgusting fish.
It is, yes. It is a fucking fish fillet.
That's fucking a week
old. The one
from
that commercial.
It's a week old.
Give me that fillet of fish. Give me that fish. Whoop. Stay away. This is not a good game.
Do not, Joe, do not. I'm telling you, when you're sitting at home tomorrow and you're drinking a few beers,
don't
do it. Don't fucking do it. I'm telling you right now. Don't do it, because I can see you just be
Texas
like,
minus one.
Don't do it, man. It feels, this feels bad. It feels bad. It feels bad.
They should win by one.
They should win the game. But how about this? This is a swallow your balls Joe Murray special if you bet Texas.
Don't do it. Don't do it. This is a game I actually would like to watch. Other people might not, but I've been in on Tulane all year. I've been following them around ever since that big comeback win against Houston. They play Navy. Navy getting 3.5 at home?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I like the Tulane train.
It kind of feels a little disrespectful, don't you think? Like, do you think Navy is that good of a team?
All right, Navy's 5-1.
Yeah, but they lost. I don't know. They beat Air Force, but I didn't feel like they convincingly won. I'll give them this. They crushed Tulsa, and obviously they beat South Florida. That's not exactly impressive.
Tulane rushes for like these two teams run the football well, but it's because Tulane's running back can throw and run.
Tulane got massacred last week by Memphis. Massacre. Now, both these teams have lost to Memphis, okay? Navy was leading at half of Memphis a couple weeks ago, and they lost.
Right.
And fucking Memphis covered that game, too.
Yep.
It was a 10-point spread. They won by 12. So, I would be... This is an interesting game. You know me. I like the green wave. I would roll there. I think this game is going to be under. I think you're gonna see defense. I mean, Tulane has a good defense, and I feel like Navy does too. The total open at 51.5. It's at 57.
What's 27-24? That's what 50, I see.
Yeah, it's 51.
So under.
Yeah, I mean that's. And here's the thing, Joe. The total open at 51.5. It's at 57 now. So there are some sharps who do not agree with me, but I like the under, especially at 57. It's too high. Too high for me.
Charlotte, North Texas, nothing.
I mean,
we're done on North Texas since your little since that Houston game.
Did they win last week?
Can I give you a game that don't touch?
We're not talking about.
No,
we're not talking about Charlotte?
North Texas.
Okay,
anymore.
Well, I'll just quickly do it. North Texas is favored by 4. Over under sitting at 63.5. I think it's going to go over. Charlotte can score.
Another game not to touch tomorrow, everybody. No, don't do this. Arizona versus Stanford.
Oh, dude.
Don't do it.
I have tried to figure out this spread all week. I Like, I'm like, I want to take Stanford so bad.
Me too.
Like, it feels, I'm not doing it. This feels super fucking, it's a weird game, dude. Like, Arizona should be terrible right now. Khalil Tate sucks. So, no, I'm not doing it, but like, ugh, gross.
You ready for this one? Auburn travels to LSU.
Yep.
3:30, 10.5 right now.
Auburn, back-to-back road games.
I think LSU drops 40 on Auburn tomorrow.
I did not like LSU when I looked at the schedule a couple weeks ago. I think LSU is going to drop 50.
Okay, you think 50, I think 40.
I think LSU is going to smash them tomorrow.
I just think, listen, I liked Auburn. Ever since I was at Foxwoods when they beat Oregon.
I loved like, Auburn. I do.
The Florida game, it opened.
Dude, they lost to Florida, and they beat Arkansas.
They were good last week. Yeah,
they
should handle Arkansas. Played better, though. That's the thing. Like, the way that Arkansas was playing, you'd figure they'd give them a little bit better. But no, Auburn didn't. Let's give Auburn some credit. They didn't look ahead.
No, they didn't. They played that game very well. They covered that game
and
easily.
You might think that did LSU. Well, LSU didn't think ahead either. They came back and they covered too.
Yep.
So LSU again at home. The Auburn defense to me is the defensive line. Like if they can get at Burrow will.
they're college kids, man. They struggle under the blitz. Here's the problem with LSU, Joe. Who do they play next week?
Who do they have next week?
They have a bye.
LSU has a bye?
And then they have Bama.
Without Tua, possibly.
I believe that in 2 weeks, Tua will probably be back, but probably not 100%. So if they win this game...
I don't even care if Tua...
They have a real chance. I mean, they have Auburn, Bama, then Ole Miss, Arkansas, and home versus Texas A&M. They win this game...
Yeah, they got to win this week and next week to run the table.
I mean, right. But I mean, if they win this game and they don't face Tua, Joe, I think they're going to run the table. Even a 75% Tua, that's you're asking a lot from Bama, whose defense is not the same. We'll get into that in a few weeks. I think that LSU is going to cover this Auburn on back-to-back road games. I like the spot for LSU. They're the best. They're, in my opinion, one of the best teams in the country. I'm not PPing it, but I very much like LSU.
So this game last year, Stidham and Burrow were the quarterbacks.
Was Burrow the quarterback?
Yeah, and I had Auburn as a dog, and LSU won in a last-second field goal to win 22-21.
Interesting.
But I covered.
You covered. Yeah.
But, like, that was it was Auburn's season because it was LSU and then Auburn.
So the total,
and then Alabama, excuse me.
The total in this one is 60.
Over.
Yeah. I agree.
I think Auburn's going to win 40-24.
LSU probably doesn't. You mean LSU?
I mean LSU.
LSU Sorry. Probably doesn't like 50, score 50. I was kind of being a dick.
I think
38-24. I legitimately think they can get 45. Like I don't know if they will, but I legitimately think they can. They're so good, dude.
LSU gets their wide receiver back who's missed the last Terrace. What the hell's the guy's name? Whatever. He's missed the last three games. He's the best wide receiver. He's going to come back. I forget this guy's name.
Terrace Marshall?
Boom.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's a good game. 3:30. Tomorrow?
So that's when I said you want to watch the Tulane game. You won't be watching that because we have Auburn, LSU, Texas, TCU, Oklahoma State, Iowa State.
And there's more.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's one more big
game.
We'll
breeze through a couple. Florida International, Middle Tennessee. Is Florida International playing better?
Florida National is playing much better, dude. They are playing much, much, much better. They are 2.5-point dogs, 2.5-point faves on the road in Middle Tennessee State. This one feels scary. I would not take Florida International this week. They are 4-3, but this feels a little scary. Middle Tennessee's been playing better. They're not a good team. If FIU feel good about this, FIU would be laying 5. They're laying 2.5. I don't feel great about it. Open at 1, by the way.
Akron, Northern Illinois. Akron still sucks.
Akron is 0-7. I don't even know what the spread is. Northern Illinois. Top of my head. What? Do you remember what the spread is on this one? On the top of my head, or top of your head?
I got 22.5.
22.5. Okay, that I can't remember. That seems right. Yeah. Okay. It opened 24.5. People are all over Akron this week. Remember, I was on Akron week one. You want to save yourself some money? Bet Northern Illinois. They're gonna win. They're gonna crush them.
Maryland goes to Minnesota. Minnesota's been outstanding all year.
I have a play on this one.
They're 16-point favorites.
Minnesota is significantly better than Maryland.
Maryland on the road, too.
Okay, out of all my plays this week, this is by far my least favorite. But you know what? I'm going to pass. I've been debating this one back and forth. I like Minnesota to cover the 16.5. Maybe I'll add it tomorrow. How about that? Maybe I'll add it tomorrow. Be on the lookout. Minnesota 16.5. If you want to, you can add it right now. I'm not going to PP it. I'm trying to cut down my volume this week, but I really like Minnesota 16.5. They should cover this.
Minnesota's won 11 of the last 13.
And I don't think Maryland's going to score much. I think Minnesota should cover this pretty easily.
The Minnesota's held opponents. Five straight opponents.
Minnesota is 7-0, 4-0 in the Big Ten. They have Penn State, Iowa, Northwestern, and Wisconsin coming up. This might be their second to last win of the season.
Ooh.
So I mean, I don't know. Maybe they pull the upset on Penn State. Maybe they do have a bye next week. They do have a bye. So I mean, it's possible they get a bye and then face Penn State and at Iowa at Northwestern versus Wisconsin.
FAU, ODU.
Florida Atlantic. Okay, so let me just say one thing, okay? Florida Atlantic is getting a higher bet percentage this week than any other team in the country. Now, usually I don't care about those things, but Old Dominion, despite the fact that they're 1-6, has covered a lot of spreads this week or this year. They covered versus Norfolk State. They covered versus Virginia Tech. They covered versus Virginia. They didn't cover versus Eastern Carolina. I think it was like a 2-point spread. But they covered early on and often. Florida Atlantic is not a good team. This is home. Old Dominion should get back to covering. I think they cover the 14 versus Florida Atlantic.
Ready for a PP?
Ready for a PP.
I'm nervous.
Oh, boy.
Penn State -6 at Michigan State. Do you know why I'm nervous?
Because that's a scary play.
Michigan State has won 5 of the last 6 meetings outright.
What do you like about Penn State?
Oh, I just hate Luricki, the quarterback of Michigan State. Brian Luricki. 53 yards and an interception. He got pulled last week.
Penn State is down to 4.5. The sharps are definitely against you, Joe Murray.
Can I get it at 4.5?
You can get it. That is the current line. Penn State -4.5.
Boom, done.
Okay, PP, Penn State
Ring
minus
that
4.5.
Bell, motherfucker. Whoops.
Fun. There you go, little bell. You can say whatever you want. It's a podcast. It's not radio. Scares the hell out of me. Scary. But again, your PPs usually scare the hell out of me, and they usually win.
There's so many other games that people are going to be focusing on.
That's a pretty big game.
I can't, for the life of me, think that Penn State has gone through this gauntlet the last 2 weeks and they're going to lose to Michigan State.
I do think Michigan State is going to score, dude.
Penn State's defense is really good.
Really? How'd they look versus Michigan?
They shut them down on a fourth and
okay,
goal
Okay, wait, but, okay, dude, it was.
Oh, dude,
it did not look good. I think Michigan State's going to score a little bit. The over, the total there, 43.5. That one should definitely go over. Definitely. That might be a play I had tomorrow, by the way. So, heads up. Can I give you one? Can we talk about one? Nope. The shittiest game of the year. I think this is literally the worst game, the worst college football game of the year, which is always interesting to me because then I'll probably end up watching it. UConn travels to UMass in the shit bowl. The shittiest shit bowl there ever shit was. UConn is a 10-point favorite at UMass. UConn's win. Okay.
So if we went to the game, it's at UMass.
It is at Amherst.
2 hour ride. We can go to the hangar, get some buffalo fingers and all that.
You want to go?
We could. I have to work.
I don't think I want to go.
Go to the hangar. We can get Antonio's pizza.
Okay.
We can watch a football game. Oh, UConn's gonna fucking beat them.
UConn is 1-6. UMass is 1-6. They both suck. The total in the game is 62.5.
Over.
I am not PPing it because I would never PP this game, but I am taking UMass to cover tomorrow.
I mean, hey, imagine if you can get Antonio's and the hangar. Oh, God, I used to love going up there. Oh, God. Antonio's pizza. Everyone knows. If you're listening, you know. You get the hangar from Wings Over. Oh.
I love Wings
And then
Over,
just watch
dude.
This terrible game.
Dude, this game sucks. This game is... There is no worse game in the country.
This has to be like UMass's homecoming, right?
There is no worse game in the country, which is why it's interesting to me. All right. Let's keep going. I'll give out a few, Joe.
How about Eastern Michigan at Toledo?
Yeah.
I'm out on this Eastern Michigan, Toledo, and I'm out on Toledo.
Toledo -3 tomorrow. Guendouzi or whatever. I can't remember. I can't pronounce his name. It's Gorgon. It's something ridiculous, right? Is their quarterback. I believe he may be back tomorrow. There's a possibility. Eastern Michigan is getting all sorts of love from the public. I don't have a thought on this one. Total is at 56. I don't want to touch it. I have no idea. Eastern Michigan sucks. Toledo sucks. They both suck. Suck, 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 and suck. So I'm out on it. I'll give you one.
And by the way, Florida State is -10.5 versus Syracuse.
You're just going to talk
I know Syracuse them. Sucks. Don't get me wrong.
Florida State
should not be favored by 10.5.
Absolutely they should. Syracuse sucks.
10.5?
I'm sorry. How did Syracuse do last week?
I don't know. I watched Wake Forest beat Florida State outright last week.
Okay.
And I got fucking pee-peed by -2 on a Wednesday
Syracuse
night.
Syracuse lost at NC State versus a true freshman. Starting his first game. Then they have
Florida State needs to go to Honeybrook. Fuck Blackman. He sucks. He's sucked for 7 years now. How long has he been there?
Forever.
Blackman been there?
It feels like forever.
Because I'm telling you right now, Honeybrook, if he was at Wisconsin, they'd probably would have beat Illinois.
Florida State's covering the 10.5, and that is going way over. Going way over. Total's at 59.
Does Blackman suck? He sucks. He's like the worst poor man's Tyrod Taylor. Like, he is like just the worst.
Okay, so Blackman is your Illinois.
Huh?
Blackman is your Illinois.
No, I just hate Blackman.
Well, what is?
I don't know the Boise State game earlier this
what,
year.
What is Blackman? Blackman what?
He's the Tyrod.
Blackman fucking sucks.
He sucks. He sucks.
Blackman fucking sucks.
Everybody who's a Florida State fan knows this. I have friends who are Florida State fans. They are listening to this and they are agreeing. They need to go to Hornibrook.
Florida State is covering the 10.5. It's going over.
Go to Hornibrook.
There's going to be points tomorrow. All right.
You know, that's a program I'd love for it to turn the fuck around. Like, when they got Jameis Winston, they won it, but it was like I felt dirty because it was Jameis
Taggart's Winston. Their Taggart is garbage.
Garbage. Urban Meyer turned down the... rumors this week. He's going to go to USC.
Yeah, he's going to USC.
But Florida State, imagine if he went there. Who would his competition be? Clemson. Him and Dabo? That'd be good.
If he was smart, he would go to Florida State. If he wanted to win.
But I don't think he wants to do the Florida connection thing.
The money is at USC.
Oh, yeah.
The money is at USC.
Well, they just, yeah, because Lynn Swann's gone now.
Dude,
he could like to be the AD there if he wanted to be.
Dude, I mean, the money is at USC. Okay. 3:30, Virginia at Louisville. Virginia favored by 3 on the road.
I'm out on Louisville.
I think Louisville might. I don't know this game. I don't know.
I took them second half against Clemson, right? They scored a touchdown with a minute to go and then gave up a 60-yard touchdown for me to lose, and I'm out.
That was a second half bet, right?
Yep.
Okay. Louisville, the total in the Virginia-Louisville game, 51. I got nothing on this one,
no,
Joe.
Nothing. Okay. South Florida? No.
No, we missed one. Hold on. I got one more. We got Indiana? One more. You ready? Got a PP on this one. Oh, you know what? No, go ahead. You can do South Florida, I guess.
South Florida sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, they go to Eastern Carolina.
Eastern Carolina opened as a 2-point favorite. They're now a 2-point dog.
Don't get it.
USF is now a 2-point favorite on the road. Eastern Carolina should beat this team. Eastern Carolina is a better team. They play in a better conference. I think they're going to beat this team. I know USF has one nice win versus BYU. BYU has never won in Florida. ECU should win that game at ECU. We missed a few games of the 3:30 window. They're all MAC games. Joe hates them. So
Buffalo.
I'll go through them quickly. Central Michigan at Buffalo, Joe. Okay,
doing Buffalo.
Central Michigan or Buffalo -2.5 at home. Central Michigan 61% of the bet. Total sitting at 47 now. I like the over. I like Buffalo. Okay. Other 3:30 MAC game, Miami, Ohio at Kent State. Okay. Kent State laying 2.5 as well. Miami, Ohio getting a lot of love. Total sitting at 56. Got
it's a
nothing
shame
for
these
you.
Games aren't during the week.
Got nothing for you on this one. The final 3:30 game, and I got a PP on this one. Okay. This is going to be a little square. I'm going a little Joe Public. Indiana goes to Nebraska. Indiana, second week of a back-to-back roadie. Nebraska laying 2. PP, Nebraska -2.
I'm not going to PP it with you, but yes. Them at home? Yeah.
There's the bell.
They should win the spot.
Bang, bang. Got the bell on.
Nebraska should win in that spot.
Yes, they are going to. Nebraska -2. All right, on to the 4 o'clock games. We got through a lot of the shit.
I can't back Hawaii anymore.
I can't do Hawaii anymore. That one hurt, dude.
A lot of the games go over, but they're playing New Mexico this
week.
Dude,
New Mexico is so bad, but they score.
That over.
They score.
But it's 71.
They score. Give me the – no PP. I like the over in Hawaii, New Mexico. I think that game is going way over.
I know who you like in the Duke, North Carolina game.
That's correct. I'm going to be PPing this. North Carolina -3 by the half. I know it's at 3.5. By the half point, you know I don't advertise that often. By that point, buy it to 3. UNC -3, -125, PP, UNC. There you go. Simple, easy. Everyone likes Duke. Everyone thinks they're the better team. North Carolina coming off 6 overtimes. I don't give a shit. Duke on a back-to-back road. Give me the better team at home, which I think is North Carolina, who continuously is a great second-half team. I will take them versus Duke.
Those divisional games, though. Duke versus North Carolina, huh? Ready for basketball, college basketball?
No, I'm fucking ready. Dude, I need college basketball so bad. By the way, for those wondering, Joe, is your best sport college basketball? Your best sport is college football.
I like college sports in general.
My best sport is college basketball. I fucking demolished college basketball last year. My best sport's college basketball.
I mean, this year I've made all my money on college football.
Yeah.
Because that's why we dabble on Sundays. It's like, I'll do this and that. Because I'm already up this week. So, I'm looking at it. Why do I want to bet Friday night? Now I'm, trying to put my Celtics bet in right now. Do I do it? What do I do here?
I got nothing for you. Final 4 o'clock game. South Carolina at Tennessee. South Carolina is now a 4.5-point favorite.
South Carolina is 4.5 on the road? Tennessee covered last week against Bama?
Yes. Yeah. Tennessee also covered the second half. South Carolina lost. They're probably one of their biggest games of the year to Florida. Tennessee is, though, starting their third-string quarterback this week, Joe. So that is pause for concern. Initially, I like Tennessee off the read.
I watched him. He's not bad.
Guarantino.
I hate him. That's the other guy that I like. The Guarantino I'm out on.
Okay, you're talking about Maurer.
Yes.
Yeah, Brian Maurer. Brian Maurer is out this week. Guarantano is starting this week for Tennessee. I do not like Tennessee. I liked them in the spot until Guarantano was starting, and then I'm out. So nothing for me in that one. That is the end of the afternoon slate. Now we're just into the evening games. There's not a lot of them, and the slate kind of sucks. So exception of one or two games. So let's go. Started off, Joe, 7 o'clock, Arkansas at Alabama. Alabama, 31.5-point favorites. The total is sitting at 55.5. What do you like in that one, Joe?
Alabama who again? I'm sorry?
Alabama versus Arkansas at Alabama.
Ooh.
When the hosts aren't listening.
Ooh.
Alabama, 31.5-point favorites. The total is 55.
No Tua.
No Tua. Tua has been ruled out.
Alabama in the over.
No Tua? You're still taking Bama?
Yeah, that line screams Alabama.
Okay. I would
lean, I actually didn't mind that kid last week.
I would lean Arkansas.
That back. We thought Arkansas was better. Auburn just smoked them. Why can't Alabama smoke
because
them?
Alabama doesn't have their starting quarterback.
I don't care.
I mean, okay, I do. I think Mac Jones kind of sucks, but maybe that's his
Am I really betting the Celtics right now?
I don't know, dude. That's up to you. You got about 3 minutes left to decide, though. 7 o'clock game. I'm going to continue. You can say this one out if you want. Texas Tech at Kansas.
Out!
You
the worst game. Oh, over. No. Over. Take the over. What is it, 80?
65.
Get over!
65. I agree. I think this one's going over. I think Kansas is going to cover the 5 and win outright. I do. I think Texas Tech sucks. I think Texas Tech sucks on the road. I am taking Kansas in this one to win and win outright. Joe, I assume you have nothing on this one.
Over.
Okay. Over. All right. Another 7 o'clock game. UCF at Temple. Obviously, UCF not having the great year that we thought, but...
Oh, God.
UCF is laying 11 on the road at Temple. Temple just got smoked in their last game. So, versus SMU, they lost 45-21. Did not cover. UCF... Going in, Dylan Gabriel starting again for UCF on the road. Has not been great on the road this year so far, by the way. He was the quarterback when they lost to Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh and lost to Cincinnati at Cincinnati. I am going to continue the trend here and say that UCF does not cover at Temple. And the spread
Temple's
is 11.
Defense, man.
Yep. And a freshman quarterback on the road does not feel great. Give me UCF. I'm not PPing.
Temple's been so good. They really have.
I like Temple to cover the 11 versus UCF. Total in that one, by the way, 60. I think that's going under.
You do this Memphis game yet?
I have not.
Memphis Tulsa always plays. I'll look them up. The total's 58.5. But so last year I rode Memphis. I loved Henderson, the running back.
Okay.
And then they had Pollard. They had Henderson and Pollard, and that's all they did was run the football. And then whoever their quarterback is would just sit back there and just play action all day long.
Well, it's Brady White this year.
He was there last year. But I'm trying to look up. So I like Memphis to win this game. What's the spread? I got
10.
They win by 2 touchdowns easily.
Okay, I think it's at Tulsa. We have seen Tulsa's offense be inconsistent at best the last few weeks. The over-under is at 59, Joe. Mm. And there is, hold on, listen to this. The highest amount of tickets on a single total this year on the over of Memphis-Tulsa.
Saw that.
That is fucking crazy for Tulsa, who... could score for the first few weeks, but has not scored the last few weeks. Like the under 59. Mm. Tulsa's offense has struggled badly, and Memphis has a pretty good defense. So I would be missed to say that they are going under in that one. Maybe that's just me. All right.
Yeah, I got 34-20.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. That's fair. I don't think Tulsa's putting up 20, though. All right, Joe, I know one of your favorite games of the year. Texas State at Arkansas State, a real just absolute Jesus. Craziness of a game.
No,
Arkansas State laying 11.5 at home. Laying 12.5 at home. The total's at 60.5. I got nothing for you on this one. Nothing.
Nothing.
Next 7 o'clock game, Troy at Georgia State. Georgia State a 1-point favorite at home. Troy opened a favorite. Troy has had a rough stretch, but they are a better team than Georgia State.
They also had three more days of rest.
Troy is a better team than Georgia State.
Troy lost to Arkansas. Last time I watched Troy, they lost to Arkansas State, came back and crushed it on Thursday Night Football, Wednesday Night Football.
Yep.
They've had that time off since then. They should win that, even if it's on the road.
And I will say, though, Georgia State did just beat Army 28-21. That was impressive.
And that could be like a game where a letdown game.
Yeah, I feel like Troy should win this one. This was one I looked at earlier in the week. It's had it circled, did not play it. I do like Troy. I do like Troy, although Georgia State now favored by 1.5. Line literally just moved on me as I'm speaking. Okay.
No, I want to ask you about Missouri, Kentucky.
Okay.
You like Missouri.
I do. I did like Missouri.
This was somebody who wanted Missouri? To bust your balls about saying Missouri could win the SEC. But it wasn't you who said it.
No,
you,
I said that
you heard somebody
our buddy Colby Dant. Yeah. Of the,
somebody wanted to say that you said it, and then I had to defend you.
Because people think
that it's selective listening.
That's okay. I did like Missouri. I thought Missouri had a chance to win the SEC East, but I did not say that they were going to. I said Colby Dant of the College Football Experience picked them to. And
Which is a fine take.
And he's been right about them, and they were 5-2. They did lose at Vanderbilt last week, which sucks.
Unacceptable.
Well, it was a bad game.
Can't lose to Vandy.
Agreed. So Missouri is on a back-to-back roadie this week versus Kentucky.
Back-to-back road, 10-point favorites. Kentucky, not a good spot.
Yeah, it's not great. And Missouri is getting a good amount of love here. The total right now is 43.5. I do think there's going to be some points in this one. I think that you should see some points on both sides. I would not bet either side in this one, to be honest with you. But I would lean Kentucky if I was going to bet this one.
And I loved betting Kentucky last year.
They were great last year.
I hate watching them this year.
Yeah. Well, Sawyer Smith.
Who was it? Benny Snell?
Benny Snell Jr., yeah.
Man.
Sawyer Smith is starting for them again. So they're going to get a little bit better. All right. BC at Clemson, 7:30. Clemson, 35-point favorites. Total sitting at 59, Joe. What are we doing?
BC? They're not losing by 35.
You don't think they're losing by 35? BC does not have their quarterback, Anthony Brown. He is out.
He's been out for a while, yeah. All right, so check this out. Last year, BC hosted Clemson. I was going to Florida for a trip. I got married. BC covered. I'm going on a trip to Florida this week on Saturday. I'll be there on Saturday.
Yep.
Should I PP this motherfucker?
I PP'd BC last week. They came through. This kind of scares me.
BC plus 35.5. PP doing it.
Okay, you got your bell. I am worried a little bit about BC this week just because no starting quarterback, and they have to run the ball. Clemson's going to make that kick.
They'll milk it.
Hope so. I hope so. I just don't know what to think about that one. It's hard. All right, let's get to the gem of the evening slate, Joe.
Wait, hang on. I want to go back to this BC game
for a
second.
Okay, all right, fun.
I got to do a little preview quickly.
Go ahead. Well, wait. Do.
If Clemson wins 47-20, is that a cover?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yep, I'm in.
Total sitting at 59. That would be over and a cover.
I'm in.
Okay.
PP BC.
PP BC.
Oh, jeez.
Last time you PP BC, it did not go well. So.
I don't think I did once against.
Although last time I PP BC, which is last week, they won easily. They crushed NC State.
Back to back BC PPs.
Well, I don't think I PP'd them. I think I just added them. All right. This week, the gem of the 7:30 slate, a game we will probably all be watching. Notre Dame, number 8 Notre Dame, goes into Ann Arbor and takes on number 19 Michigan. The spread is a pick'em right now. Notre Dame laying 1 in some places. It opened as Michigan -2.5. Notre Dame getting 70% of the bet, 78% of the money. Michigan getting no respect. The total sitting at 50.5. Joe, what are we doing?
Only thing that freaks me out about this is Michigan has won 12 straight home games.
I would not bet on Notre Dame.
I would never bet on Michigan, though.
I would not bet on Michigan. I would not bet on this game. If you're looking for something to play in this,
it's a one-point game.
Bet the over. These teams should score some fucking points. They should. Okay? Ian Book, go quarterback. He should score some points. Shane Patterson looks like he figured out the Michigan offense a little bit last week. They're finally on track. The over is 51.5. You should see 55 points in this game. This should be an over.
Okay, you ready? Notre Dame's going to win 28-27. Michigan's going to tie the game with like 5 seconds to go, and they're going to miss the extra point.
I like that. I like that prediction. I like that prediction a lot.
It's what's going to happen.
I like that prediction a lot.
And then Notre Dame's going to get that win against Michigan. It's going to look great on their schedule, and then they're going to be in the top five.
Okay. Possible.
I actually got to watch this game.
Oh, me too. This is definitely a game I'm watching.
And it's Harbaugh. I don't want to say his season's on the line because it is.
It is.
But I think it's more about Brian Kelly. Like, he's got to get that win.
How about more than his season? How about his job? Because I feel like Harbaugh, if he doesn't beat Notre Dame, I feel like this is it.
I wouldn't be surprised, too, with the new offensive coordinator that came in there. Like, why can't he just run the show? You know what I mean? Because their defense is always good. They'll always get a big name.
They'll get a big name. Yeah. It's Michigan. All right. Let's move on. A few more games, Joe. We're getting close. Arizona State going on the road to UCLA. Arizona State 3-point favorite. Open at 4. Ooh. It's down to 3. Sharps on UCLA. Total sitting at 55.
Okay. All right. Real quick analysis on this one. Arizona State's the better team. UCLA has been playing better. Arizona State did not cover last week. UCLA
I watched the Arizona State Utah game.
I covered that second half. Utah.
Let me tell you something. Arizona State cannot play offense.
Their defense is
outside of Eno Benjamin, who is their running back. Jaden Daniels.
I hate that quarterback.
Jaden Daniels, all he does is run.
I used to make fun of, who was it, Manny, whatever?
Manny Wilkins.
I used to make fun of him. This guy's worse.
Dude, Jaden Daniels cannot throw the ball, okay? And I would be very, very scared of backing Arizona State in this game because they cannot move. UCLA, the one thing they do have defensively is speed. So all you're trying to do, play a little zone, stuff the box, and make sure that Daniels doesn't beat you by running. I like UCLA in this one to not only cover, to win outright. At 4, ooh, I almost played it. It's down to 3 now. I don't want to touch it there. If it gets up again, you may see me add this. I think UCLA is going to win that bitch. All right, final 7:30 game. Colorado State on the road at Fresno State. Fresno laying 14.5, totals at 55.5. By the way, I forgot to say, kind of like the under in the Arizona State-UCLA game tomorrow. Colorado State, Fresno State, total at 55.5, Joe. I don't know about you. I think Fresno State finally busted out of their slump a little bit last week. They looked like a better team. Colorado State has continued to suck ass all year. So, give me Fresno State laying the 14.5. I think they're going to cover that spread versus a bad Colorado State team.
I've watched Colorado State a couple of times. They can run the ball, but Fresno's should be the best team in that. Now that Boise lost, maybe Fresno.
Utah State is the only team that can challenge them in the Mountain West. It's Fresno State, Boise State, and Utah State. And, I mean, I guess if you want to throw Hawaii in there.
No.
They're kind of out. And, I mean, San Diego State is good at times, too.
Still, yeah.
Wyoming, I guess you can probably throw. But, I mean, it's still tough. I think Fresno State's going to be right there. So they're putting things together.
Well, we got those games to wrap it up, but let's get Louisiana Tech, UTEP out of the way.
Yeah, Louisiana Tech, UTEP.
Louisiana Tech should roll them.
Yeah, they're favored by 20.5. It's big public side, but I'm not sure how you can possibly want to let UTEP. I would take Louisiana Tech in the 20.5. Mm. I think they should win that game by a couple touchdowns.
They are really good at running the football.
Total is at 50.5. I think I would look at the UTEP team total under, possibly. Louisiana Tech won a big game versus me last week. I was fucking pissed. So
I feel like 21 points for Utah is too much against Cal.
See, I felt that way, except Tyler Huntley is playing, and Cal is on now their third quarterback. So they went from, I can't remember who their starting quarterback was, to Modster, who is, they went from Chase Garber's his name, to Devon Modster. Both of them are out this week. They're in the third quarterback, freshman Spencer Brosh. They're in trouble. I like them. I didn't think Huntley was going to play. He is now probable. He's playing, and Zach Moss is playing. Utah should roll them.
Utah's won 8 straight in 10 of its last 11 at home.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Oh, thank God. Okay. I thought I got poisoned for a second.
What's poison?
Mr. Man? Poison.
What's that?
You know, the guy. Do you follow the Sharp Plays on Twitter?
No.
Okay, so there's this guy named Mr.
He thought you just got poisoned?
So his name is Mr. Poison because he is such a bad fucking bettor. And whenever I'm on the same side as him, I lose my plays. He puts out his plays. He's so bad. He puts out his plays because he's just like one of the worst bettors. So I thought I'm on the Islanders, Senators over. I thought I got poisoned tonight, but I didn't. He's on his side. Thank God. Breathing a little bit easier.
All right, okay. We got a couple more. And by the way, just a quick aside on the night games. I've gotten my ass handed to me on second half bets.
You got to stop at the end of the night
games. I am stopping. I'm stopping.
Good. Because honestly, I feel like that's where
you know
a lot of
happening. It's all these
summer.
People like, hey, what do you like?
Stop. Just tell them the fuck
off.
I don't know.
I don't know what I like anymore.
Yeah, tell them no.
I'm burning my money.
Dude, I can't even tell people, hey, you have anything for this? You have anything for that? No. I don't. Because I'm not doing that. I used to do that. I used to be like, I guess I'll indulge. Nope, not anymore.
Air Force is a damn good team. Like, can we say it? Can we agree?
Yes.
Air Force is good.
Yes, they're good.
They play Utah State, though.
Utah State at Air Force. However, Air Force is a 3.5-point favorite. I don't know what to do in this one.
I like Utah State.
I do, too. I don't know what to do in this one. Here's the only thing that scares me. Utah State is facing BYU. Listen to this fucking schedule that Utah State has, okay? At Air Force.
By the way, I was shocked from BYU. Like, I get it. You know, backup quarterback for Boise.
I told you, dude. Boise.
But, dude, second half, they were outstanding.
They're not good without Bachmeier. They're not good
without
him.
It's not even that.
No,
BYU is so good.
Oh, no, they
you
weren't
think
that
so?
Good. Oh,
I
no,
watched the
I
whole
thought
game.
Boise State sucked. Dude, they can't play
no,
without
no,
Bachmeier.
No, I thought BYU was really good.
They're okay. All right, how about this? Utah State's – this is brutal, Joe. Utah State's second half schedule. At Air Force versus BYU, at Fresno State versus Wyoming versus Boise State. Then they finish off with Wyoming. That sucks. So they're about to run the gauntlet here. This feels like one of their last winnable games. I would lean Utah State. I would lean them. I think they're going to win this game. 10:30, Joe. Washington State heads to Eugene to face Oregon. Oregon, a 14-point favorite. At Oregon.
Oregon PP, and I'm not falling for Washington State. They're 4-3. They're starting to lose track a little bit here. I watched them play a week ago. Their defense is not good anymore. Give me Oregon and their defense minus the 14 points. They're going to win by 17.
Hey, PP for Joe.
Oregon.
I don't know how to feel about this game. This feels like a game where Mike Leach could fucking expose the shit out of Oregon.
Can I tell you something? 2 years ago, I went to a Halloween party, and it was Washington State versus Oregon.
Yeah.
And it was the Stash. Stash came out and lit it up.
Minshew? Dude, he's going to light it up. He's lighting up the NFL.
I think Oregon right now is hot. I think getting that win last week, they got lucky.
I think they are.
And they got a horseshoe up their ass.
I don't think they're lucky.
No, I'm not saying they're good.
I think
they got a horseshoe up their ass.
I think they're going to lose. One of these next few weeks, they're losing.
I don't think it's this week.
They're losing. They're losing one of these next few weeks.
Their defense is so good.
It's not. They let up 30 points to Washington.
Their defense is good, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Maybe it was that Colorado game.
Dude, how about this? They're so good that they allowed Bo Nix to score 27 on them.
Yeah, they won.
Who have they played this year?
They actually haven't played anybody.
Nevada, Montana, at Stanford, Cal, Colorado, Montez's worst game as a quarterback ever. They have not faced a good college quarterback this year. They face
at
Washington.
Home, though, they're good.
I don't know. Count me the fuck out.
Give me the damn Ducks.
I am. I think they win this week. I think they are losing the USC next week. Calling it right now.
Who the hell is this? Is this Jerry Karabas?
That's Dustin Pedroia.
Oh.
Okay. I lost the
you
last
think Jared would appreciate that?
No. I think he'd be pissed about that. I don't think anyone likes Pedroia. Last game on the schedule, Joe.
San Diego State.
San Diego State travels to UNLV.
San Diego State.
Laying 12.5.
Ooh,
the total
12.5,
is at 45.
Under.
I agree. Under, and I think San Diego State does not cover the spread this week. I just don't think they're good enough offensively. So that's my feeling. That's your college football slate for this week.
All
anything
right,
else?
We gave out PPs.
Yeah, and I told you.
The card sucks, and if you think this card sucks, wait until the 1 o'clock NFL card.
Oh, boy. So, I mean, I told you.
I'm up for the week. I'm going to save my money. I got paid last week, barely.
I did not. I paid my booking.
I paid 2 weeks in a row. I'm not paying this.
I did not pay 2 weeks ago. I got fucking paid the fuck out 2 weeks ago with Minnesota, with the Vikings and Miami. I had to pay him last week.
So
first time this football season, I had to pay my booking.
I won last week. I lost the week before. I lost the week before that. Besides, but we're what, 9 weeks in? I've won 7 out of 9 weeks this year.
You have, and I've won.
But early on, it was big. Like, damn, we were
I've
like
won 7 out of 9 weeks.
Dude, we were like, so I don't want to say 75%.
We were close.
But it was like,
we were close.
It was like, oh, we're the man. Just swinging our dongs around.
We were close.
We're the best in the world. And then, boom, I got
regression.
Dick slapped.
Regression. It's fucking down there. It's regression. It's fucking down there. All right.
Let's go to the NFL. A bunch of stuff happening. Injuries as well. Matt Ryan, do we know if he's going to play or not? And we got a Kleep Blakeman stat that we need to share. We need to share that on the
Absolutely.
Podcast. He's Dan Lifshitz. I'm Joe Murray. This is Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
Over Under 985, the podcast. Dan, while I blab for a minute, you should pull up that Kleep Blakeman stuff. I just wanted to bring this up quickly with the NFL. The spread mattered how many games last week?
Two.
So I want to at least have some fun with it by looking at it this week that way.
Last week, they were both double-digit spreads.
So what I mean by it is, for example, Thursday Night Football was 19-9. I liked the under, considering that the Vikings were the best rushing team where, who they play?
Redskins.
The Redskins were one of the worst rushing teams.
Spread mattered in a primetime game.
Which is something we haven't seen in a while.
Not true. Saw it a couple weeks ago.
So let's lead it off. Seattle, Atlanta. Who's the official for this game?
Kleep Blakeman is the number one, is the ref. It sounds like Matt Ryan is
Atlanta
playing.
Atlanta just went to 7 points.
Atlanta, I got it. Atlanta's been 7 for me all week.
Oh, I thought it was 1.5.
It was. It opened at 1.5. And then when Ryan was hurt, it went to 7. So it's been at 7 for a few days. Now, I assume if Ryan's in, it will go back down. Nonetheless, since the start of the 2016 regular season, so that is now 2.5 seasons ago, this all, excuse me, includes the playoffs. Dogs are 37-13-5 against the spread when Kleep Blakeman is the ref. And 3 of the 5 pushes at the closing line, meaning this is all opening line stuff, the closing line, the line moves, yada, 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 would have made the record 40-13-2. Out of those 40 wins, out of those 40 or so wins, or actually 37, but again, let's call it 40, because I think that's what it should be. Dogs won outright 24 of the 37 times. 24.
And in this spot, you can get Atlanta at 7.
Right, and of now, the 13 wins for favorites in that, in the 2.5-year span, the books were suspected to need the favorite 7 of the 13 times. Meaning that the books needed the favorite, you know, public dog, whatever. So, Joe, I listened to a podcast with Tim Donaghy yesterday, okay?
Mm.
He was on a podcast with, who was it yesterday? He was on a podcast with Pat McAfee.
Yeah, Pat McAfee, okay. Yep.
I love Pat McAfee. I think Pat McAfee is a funny dude. Good job of doing college football. So he obviously had your boy Tim Donaghy on, okay? Donnie talked about reffing. He talked about the whatever. He talked about the, he talked about everything openly, candidly, honestly. He said he was embarrassed by the whole situation and whatever. Basically, Joe, I'll give you the short story. He said that he and his buddies were doing this by themselves, doing it a few games, not much, you know, a few games here and there. and his buddies leaked it to someone high up, you know, some dude trying to impress some dudes. Mafia caught wind of it. Mafia told
Mafia?
The Mafia. Not Mafia. Not Mafia. No. Joe wasn't me. The Mafia, okay, caught wind of it, sent a guy to Donnie's house and told him if he didn't start fixing all the games, they were going to kill his family.
So he got basically...
So he started doing it. It began with the Mafia, the mob, whatever. Okay? Started doing this every game.
So he got blackmailed.
They were winning 80% of the games. He was got blackmailed, but didn't have a choice. Said he was going to kill his family, whatever. He said... And again, that's the short story, whatever, yada, yada. They won like 80% of the games. He won a fuckload of money, whatever. Nothing associated with Vegas, right? It was associated with the mob and some books that these guys were running. That's my point. It's all it takes. All it takes is some fucking books being set up. And you winning a shitload of money. It doesn't have to go through Vegas or the bookmakers or any of the shops there. It doesn't have to go through that. But I'll tell you this. Donnie in the interview said very clearly that he would have meetings with all the refs pregame, right? And the refs would very much make their biases known. Who they're going to target that night.
I hate
Doc Rivers. I'm fucking target.
Call. Like if he gives me any lip, I'm teeing him up.
And I'm going against this guy tonight. I'm calling shit on the Lakers. The Clippers. It was very, very clear. By the way, the Celtics winning 15-14, 3:39 left in the first.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. They made it very, very fucking clear that this happens constantly in the NBA. He did not say that other NBA officials were in their pocket, but he said the mob told him that other NBA officials have been in their pocket before, meaning he was not the first one, and this is likely going on other places. Mm-hmm. He also said that it likely happens in college basketball.
Well, we know about this, the whole Henry Hill, Goodfellas, Boston College.
With lower level college basketball programs, these kids who need money.
I mean,
he says all
SMU did it in football year, like they ruined their program.
So I listened to a podcast on that as well. Did you know that Texas was the ones doing it?
Wow.
SMU did it, but on a much smaller scale. Texas was the ones doing it. But the governor of Texas would not let the Texas football program go away, so they killed SMU instead. Yeah. So anyways, nonetheless, getting back to this, it's happening. Donahue acknowledged the wrangle's real. He acknowledged it. It's a fucking real thing. And I don't give a shit if you want to sit there and tell me that Donahue is, you know, a felon and whatever he doesn't know. He's talking about 10 years ago. Let me tell you, that sport hasn't changed. Doesn't change. Things don't change. And if you look at the NBA ref stats, whatever, this guy will tweet out some, you know, ref stats, whatever. He also puts out the fouls called by refs. There was a stat the other night about a dude who I can't remember the ref. Celtics had won like 9 straight games with them, right? It was an assistant ref, not a main ref. So, you know, I kind of take that, you know, a little bit of. He called 16 fouls against the Sixers himself, like 6 against the Celtics. He called more fouls against the Sixers than I believe the other two did combined. It's just there are biases by refs. They hate or like certain teams. This is how it is. I'm sorry if you guys don't like it.
I had Tim Donaghy on a show years ago. He said similar story. But the one thing that he mentioned when I had a chance to talk to him years ago was just that the fact that everybody knows the spreads. Everybody is looking at the newspaper, reading about it, previewing the game, who's in, who's out. Like,
listen, the refs all do it. I don't care. And he says, you know, he stated he doesn't think there's any refs that are doing this right now. I believe that that's to protect his friend Scott Foster. Because what happened, and you look back at the phone
Scott
Foster
records, was always on a phone call whenever it was part of a trail.
Donahue would call his guy, the middleman between him and the mafia. He would call the middleman, get off the phone, call Scott Foster 2 minutes later.
Well, know what's funny?
That's how it
last worked. Night, the Clippers-Warriors game, the Warriors got blown out. Now, it might have been talent again too, but...
I watched the first
one.
What
quarter. I'm trying to say is the trend, the wrangle, was the Warriors. Because the refs went against the Clippers.
Well, there's one ref. Again, one ref.
Foster in general, though.
Well,
he favors the home team for the most part.
Yeah, that's fair.
And... The Warriors were. So they're not the Warriors.
So
the past.
I like to wait. What I was told about this, I like to wait a week or two.
But it's weird that that interview happened yesterday.
Agreed.
And they're like way off.
Let me.
Couldn't even be like the refs are even had an impact on that game.
Let me tell you something. It happens in every sport. The refs are corrupt in every sport because they stand to make hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's easy, and no one can ever question them on it ever. Because they are so good at it, they're so used to it, it's not that difficult. I'm sorry if you don't believe me. I'm sorry if you don't like to hear it. It is how it is. Gambling will affect it, and it will only get worse as gambling gets legalized. Now.
So back to the Atlanta.
Back to Atlanta. The spread is at 7.
Seattle's off a loss,
Let's start this off the right way. Atlanta Falcons plus 7. If Matt Ryan is the starting quarterback, PP, I am going to start off the Khalil Blakeman trend. I like it. Falcons plus 7 PP if Matt Ryan is playing.
Remember, this is
situational PP.
Situational. Thank you. The next game, don't touch it. Don't bet it. If you listen to this podcast, do not bet this game. I don't even know if we should talk about this game. It's the Chargers going to the Bears.
I have a PP on this game.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't do it.
PP, Chicago Bears minus 3.5.
Dan.
I don't care.
You were at my house last week and I bet the Bears.
I'm aware.
I thought we were going to watch the game all night and you left and I bet the Bears second half.
I'm aware and I told you not
and
to.
I got smoked.
I told you the second half opened as a pick 'em and we shouldn't bet the Bears. I said we should buy off now.
They sucked so bad.
Yep. The Bears.
Why do they go back to Trubisky? Why?
He fucking blows.
He really blows.
But
do you believe that he was drafted over Pat Mahomes still?
And Deshaun Watson. Dude, but you know what? They're facing the Chargers who suck. The Chargers are so bad.
I can't figure them out.
Give me the Bears minus 3.
That's why I can't touch the Bears because I can't figure out the Chargers.
Give me the Bears minus 3 by that point. There you go.
This is an interesting game. Saints, Arizona. Supposedly Drew Brees could play this week.
The rumor in the street is he's going to, which is kind of scary.
10.5. Arizona's played better. They have. They still suck, but they played better. If I was I'm in a pick'em league, I would take the points. But it's hard for me to fade the Saints at home. I don't know. Give me the Cardinals
total,
in this one.
Total's at 48. I like the over.
23, 33.
There should be some fucking points.
I get under.
There should be some points in this one, then.
Well, it's true. Even if the Saints get ahead,
if Breeze Kyle plays, there should run be some points in this game. Tell me the Saints can't put up a 27 spot versus the Cardinals. Come on.
But they haven't put up a lot of points. Last week they did against the Bears, but for the most part, it's been a shitty game against the Seahawks.
I like the Saints to cover the spread.
Jets go to Jacksonville. Oh, by the way, this is a terrible card.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta, Chargers, Chicago, Arizona, New Orleans, and now the Jets in Jacksonville?
It's gross.
Vomit.
I like the Jets. I know that's kind of scary. I'm not doing it. I'm not PPing it, but I do like the Jets.
We
overreact the teams all the time. This should be a non-overreaction.
Well, Jacksonville shouldn't be 6 points to anybody.
I don't think so. That's my point.
I know Minshew's played better, but no.
The Jets should cover this one. It should be a field goal game.
Okay. Not PPing this one. I'm not. Buffalo's minus 2 against Philadelphia.
Oh, dude. Do you like Buffalo?
I don't.
I think Philly's going to murder them.
I feel the same way. But I also liked Philly against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that. I don't know why you felt that way. But Philly this week, Skandrick went on ESPN today and ripped them. They have been – this is a great bounce back spot. The Bills are overrated at 5-1.
Philadelphia wins one game, they lose another. I thought they would beat Dallas. I did.
I'm gonna be on the Eagles.
I was actually impressed with Dallas last week. As much as I thought they were going to start to fade. And, I don't know. When do we take Buffalo seriously? Because I remember last week when the Dolphins were up, I thought about betting the Dolphins second half.
I'll take Buffalo seriously when they get a quarterback. Until then, I can't take him seriously. I mean, Josh Allen looked like literally a college quarterback versus the Patriots. I can't take him seriously.
You got to help me out with one here.
Okay, by the way, Celtics up 22-21 at the end of the quarter.
Just need that one point, baby.
There you go.
Tennessee is favored by 2.5 against Tampa Bay. I know people think Tampa Bay sucks and Jameis Winston, so they put up points. They gave up points. But that who's playing quarterback for Tennessee?
I believe it's Tannehill. If it's Tannehill, I like the Titans much better than I do if it's not
Tannehill. I can't bet that game. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I won't do it either. No.
How about the Rams against the Bengals? 12.5. Bengals haven't won all year long. The Rams should destroy them. They should. They should destroy them.
They should. It's just you.
We can't bet these games.
The Rams.
This is not a good weekend to bet.
By the way, let's go over some totals.
I wish I could find value in any of this.
Let's go over some totals here, okay? Atlanta, Seattle. The total is 53. New York, Jacksonville. The total is 40.5. Cincinnati.
That one I might look at the over.
Cincinnati, the Rams. The total is 47.5. Arizona, New Orleans. Total is 47.5. Philadelphia, Buffalo. Total is 42. LA, Chicago, totals 41. Tampa Bay, Tennessee, totals 46. We're still missing, I think, one more 1 o'clock game, right? Two more 1 o'clock games.
The Arizona was 48.
No. We have the Giants facing off against the going to Detroit to face the Lions.
Lions are 6.5 point favorites.
Yeah.
And Kerryon Johnson's done for the year.
And the total is at 49.5. They're not going to be able to run the ball. So it's pretty much all on Stafford at this point. We're going back to a one-dimensional Lions offense. Remember a couple years ago when they tried to run the ball with, like, Theo Riddick? Who's the other back they had back then? I can't remember.
Zenner.
Zach Zenner. There was another guy, too, in there, too, that they
tried. Oh, yeah. They drafted him, and they got hurt and then never played.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of running backs.
Dan, this card sucks. Giants, Detroit, 6.5. I can't make a play on it.
There's nothing there.
The total is 49. I got nothing.
The play should be the Giants. It should be the Giants because the Lions can't run the ball. But like, I don't want to back Daniel Jones versus the Lions defense on the road. Broncos, Colts.
I mean, I want to take the Broncos, but I can't.
Broncos, Colts, Indy laying 5.5.
Like, I feel like Indy will get to Joe Flacco. They'll get to him.
But, like, don't you think that Denver's defense gets to some other – it gets to guys like Indy, too?
Old Denver did.
Indy can't run the ball. I don't know. These games suck. It's hard. There's no – I don't have a lot of value this week. The total, by the way, in New York-Detroit, the Giants-Detroit is 49.5. And the Denver-Indy game is 41.5. Indy getting 74% of the bet. They are the big public favorite outside of Seattle in the first window.
I can absolutely see everyone betting the Colts and getting burned.
I feel like the Colts might lose this week, man. If you like
the Bears, dude, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I like the Bears. Yeah, I think I do, man. I do. I like the Bears this week.
Saints I can't touch unless I know who's playing quarterback.
It's going to be Breeze, I think.
Buffalo, Philly. I kind of like Philly.
I do, too.
Not touching the Tennessee game. The Rams I think should cover, but... I don't know. Dude, the Bengals have yet to win.
The Bengals keep backdooring.
I can see the Bengals winning outright.
The Bengals keep backdooring everything. No way.
All right, here's one. San Francisco, Carolina. This is a good game.
Yes, I agreed.
San Francisco's 5.5. I saw a trend that I got it for you here. So off the bat, who do you like in that one?
I like Carolina. I know it's the square side, but like Jimmy Garoppolo's look like absolute dog shit. I'm not backing Jimmy Garoppolo against a good defense. He looks like dog shit. I'm not doing it.
I just saw a trend. So Carolina was on the Carolina 4-1 against the spread after their last 5 bye weeks. So when they come off a bye, they're 4-1. That 5.5 is a good number there.
I'm not touching.
But
that.
Does that defense get at Allen finally? Is Allen going to be – because I think Kyle Shanahan's going for it this year. What I mean by going for it, he's not letting up. They could win the game by 3. You're right.
I don't know. I don't know. Again, this is to me, this is the hardest NFL slate of the season. This week sucks. This is a hard betting week. It is. Just is.
All right. Texans in Oakland. I'll give you a PP here. I felt this all week long, and I just think both teams put up a ton of points. So give me the over in the Oakland-Texas game, 51.5.
Over there.
Is that what you say? I got 51.5.
Yep.
51. Yeah, I think Texans win 33-24.
Texans are 6.5-point favorites. I don't know what to make of that, honestly.
So that's one PP I'll give you.
The Browns in the final 4 o'clock game is the Browns going to the Patriots, a game I will be at. I got my ticket today. I'm going to the game. Patriots are 13-point favorites.
So I think I gave this trend out the other night regarding the Patriots, but them as a 13-point favorite or more. I'm just trying to pull it up here. I had it. We do our weekly appearance on Toucher and Rich. I used it this week. I'll find it. I believe they're like 12-2 as double-digit favorites. They're minus 13 this week.
I'm not touching.
I'll tell you this much, though.
I'm not betting against the Patriots, and I'm not touching the Browns.
I feel like Cleveland can challenge.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
No, I'm talking like in philosophy, breaking down. I feel like Cleveland's not going to be shy of trying to throw the football.
Feel like the Patriots are in – here's the thing. I thought the Patriots were in serious trouble offensively against the Jets. And the first quarter, they came out and they fucking were throwing the ball over the field. Mm. Now, after that, the offense slowed down and they had some trouble moving the ball a little bit. But nonetheless, they've covered the full game. The first quarter, the first half, and the full game spread. It didn't matter. And the second half, okay? I'm not betting against the Patriots again. I'm not definitely not betting them with the Browns. And
oh, no, I like the Patriots.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns went outright. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots beat them 55-0. I don't know what to think.
How about this? The total's 44. You got to think that the thing goes over.
Finally. I think it's going over.
You have to.
There should be points. Absolutely should be points.
There should be.
Mayfield's going to throw an interception.
The problem is that they can't block. They're going to figure that out. The Pats are going to find a hole there. Like, John Simon's going to have 3 sacks.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm very worried about Cleveland running the ball on them.
Like Chubb could run on the Pats.
I don't know what the fuck to think, man. This week sucks. This week sucks. I'm just going to repeat it again. I hate this week's slate.
How about Green Bay, Kansas City with no Pat Mahomes?
Dude, the Green Bay line is 4. 4 against Matt Moore at home. Half the Chiefs team is missing. This has primetime bullshit, ref shit written all over. You will not see me on Green Bay. No, no way, God. No how.
The total's 47 sounds too high to me. But again, primetime bullshit.
Nope.
PTBS.
Nope.
PTBS.
Nope. 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 Not doing it.
I want to get more PTBS.
I am not doing it. Not doing it.
Pittsburgh, 14-point favorites.
Final.
Against the How is Pittsburgh 14-point favorites?
They're my Survivor League pick this year, or this week.
Yeah. Dude, that's scary.
Why? It's Pittsburgh. It's the Dolphins. Listen, if they want to lose, even if they make it close, they'll run a 2-point conversion and fucking fuck it up again on purpose. They want to lose. Nope. The Steelers will win. I don't know if they'll cover. The total in the game is 43.5, and it's going to go under. There you go. I like the under Monday Night Football. I like nothing on Sunday Night Football except I like the refs to completely fuck with that. I think the Dolphins find a way to cover versus Pittsburgh and just... The spread matters in all the primetime games this week, and it's going to be a fucking nut. It's going to be nuts. This week is going to be nuts, dude. This week is scary. There's nothing fun about this week. Literally nothing. It's going to suck, dude. It's going to absolutely suck. All right.
Is that it?
That's it. We have a few questions, and that's it. We're done. We're done. So what's this? You know, let's just get to the window right now. You ready?
Let's take it to the window.
Take it to the window. Okay. We have so many questions this week. Do you want to answer them all? Or what do you want to do?
Just do like 10.
Okay, we're doing a few questions here. Okay. Let's start. Oh, okay, that's
God, I got one this week, dude. Okay.
Weekly passing rushing leader is a good prop bet. No, stop betting weekly prop bets. You guys, unless you guys are doing them every week, you guys should not be betting prop bets.
Can I give a shout out to a couple guys? Benny Betts
on Twitter.
Be
very careful about who you shout out. I'm just saying because we've done shout outs in the past and they burned us.
That's true.
They burned us by fading Bet Online. But they burned us.
You know what, Dad? You're right.
I'm just saying.
I like Benny Betts, though. And I like the D-Gen. I couldn't say his name right. But they do prop bet stuff and they cash.
The only thing I will say about prop bets, okay? And if you see constantly NFL guys betting over on prop bets or over on prop bets, sharps ruin books by taking under prop bets. If you want to be sharp and you don't want to be stupid, take unders. Unders on prop bets are the way to go, not overs. Okay. Question from Jesse. Dan, when you're talking about underdog, you often say sprinkle the money line. And putting one unit on the spread, how much would you consider sprinkling in the money line? I don't know. Just
I like it. I'll give you a basketball example today. I took the Celtics. They could have got them at 2.5. Instead of messing with it, I took the money line at minus 140.
He's talking about dogs.
Oh.
He's talking about dogs. So, if you're betting like $1,000 a play, right? I would take $100.
Yeah.
Anything
from like, I don't know, 100 to 200.
Point one units. How about that? Is that answer? There we go.
That's good. That's a good answer.
Okay. Question for the podcast. Is there such thing as trying too hard to be sharp? If there is, too much public. Of course there is. You need to mix sharp and square. That's why Joe and I work well together.
Yeah, because we're going to talk each other out of it.
Right. I mean, I do. I try and talk Joe out of it. He tells me no.
I'm telling you, the Texas game this week, I'm going to be watching that thing. I'm going to be watching that, Dan. I'm not going to bet it.
He's going to bet Texas. I guarantee you, you'll see Texas minus one. I guarantee you, you will see Texas minus one. And I'm telling
money,
you.
So I don't want to lose it this
do
week.
Do not follow that bet. God, that's going to be terrible. Okay. Question from Jack.
I have you keep going. I get the next. You go to the next question. I'll tell you the next.
I have a book that has a $5 limit, so they are out there. No, not much of a question, but someone asked a week back if there was a book with under $25 limits, and there is. Okay, great. Joe,
I'm looking, dude. I saw a question yesterday that somebody asked me, and it blew. Okay, here we go. Ready? Does correlating the juice on B-ball team totals?
No. No. Juice does not have anything to do with the side that it's going on. Someone sent this to me today, right?
You got it too.
He was like, look, one side's minus 120, one side's plus 100. They clearly want you to take them on one minus 120 side. That's not how it works. It's just about where the money is going. If they want you to take a side, they won't move it. Very simple. NHL question. I know that Dan has said statistically, when betting on the NFL, you should bet on the team you think will win because they cover something like 65 to 70% of the time. Does that trend carry over to the NHL? No. Very simple. Kevin. Question from Kevin. Here you go. Does correlating the juice on basketball team totals to game totals make any sense?
That's what I just read.
No. And the answer is still no. It has nothing to do with that. And you are imagining things, Kevin. Yes, that is correct. You are imagining them. Okay. All right. Question from Buddy JB. When you guys put out the podcast, we put out the podcast on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday every week. We just, whenever our schedules can fit. For instance, I'm supposed to work next Thursday. I do not, you know.
And I'm going to Miami next
Friday.
He's
in Miami. So we're going to have to
be fun.
Probably have to do it Wednesday.
Oh, jeez.
Fucking lovely. Awesome.
I mean, I can do it from an airport on the phone.
Fucking love it. I'm gonna try.
I mean, imagine if we skipped a week, dude. People would go nuts.
Oh my god. Okay. Question from Eric. Hey guys, love the show. Can you best explain the method of bailing out of your bet, whether at halftime or live? Example:
use the Bears.
Took the Bills at minus 17 on Sunday. Dolphins are 14-9. The option available was the Dolphins plus 8 in the second half, or Bills minus 7. That is not a bailout.
No, it's kind of
not a bailout. That is just you hoping to fucking buy out of your bet. Guys.
It's a buy out.
Okay, guys. This question, and Eric, I'm not mad at you, by the way. It feels like I don't okay. Everyone, I need you guys to stop using your fucking rookie better hats, okay? Here's how it works. A middle is when you have a one, when you have, let's say the Celtics are minus 10, and all of a sudden you get, and all of a sudden the spread is up to Celtics minus 15. You have the Celtics minus 10 and they're facing Toronto and you get 15. The middle would be Celtics minus 10, Toronto plus 15, and you hope the Celtics win by 12. That's right in the middle. That means you win both of your bets. That's called a middle, okay? Yes. You are not going to be able to middle almost any bets on a 3-point spread in the NFL or college football. That is not enough of a middle.
The totals you can.
Totals
so
you
like
can
the
middle.
Red River Rivalry.
Right.
The total was like 75. The second half total, you could have taken the over. It would have hit. And you would have hit the under for the game and the over for the half.
Right.
Which
there,
would be a middle.
There are ways to middle totals, not sides. A buyout is when you are buying out of your bet at the same number.
We middled the game last year.
We middled the Cal under a couple of weeks ago.
No, but there was a game where we were one, two, and we both won.
Yep. That was a couple of weeks ago.
I forget. I don't know. Why did I feel like it was Seattle?
It was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago.
But it was like everyone's like, hey, Jay, all our bets sucked and none of the bets lost.
Okay. So here's the thing. If you have the Dolphins minus 17, right? That's your bet. Dolphins minus 17. They're down 14-9. You can play the Bills plus 8 and lose both bets just as you did last week. That is not a buyout. That is how you fucking lose money. Stop trying to buy out of everything. If you have a bet, let it ride.
Let it ride.
Very rarely in circumstances is there a real circumstances the middle. If you want to buy out of your bet, if it's at the same line, that's fine. But you guys got to stop it. I get like 40 questions a day about buying out or middling. Let it ride. Stop being such bitches. Seriously. Come on. You guys are okay. Let it ride.
Don't be bitches. We should get that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Stop being bitches. You guys are not bitches. Stop acting like it. Question from Gordon. Your take on DFS would be cool. I suck at DFS. That's my take.
There's other guys you can follow for that.
Oh, yeah. We don't do DFS.
I'd love to. It's just that's not our game.
What are the best Twitter accounts to follow for sports betting besides you guys?
No, I am not doing this. Don't do this. Listen, can I vent for like 12, 15 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
Make your own damn pick. You know what I'm saying? Fade or follow. That's why we say fade or follow. If we give a pick, it's what we like. If you don't like it, don't chirp. Don't say shit. Just go the other way. And if it wins, you're going to be like, you know what, that guy Joe? Me and him don't think alike. So whatever he picks, I'm going to go against him. I'm going to cash. Can we just do that? But I will say this. Dan, you mentioned this earlier. There are people that have burner accounts or people who do different shit. There are people that want you to bet money so they can get money on the other side too. There's so much involved in this shit. Dan and I are radio guys. We work for 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. We are by the balls working for 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. We get paid to do the podcast. We don't get paid to do anything else. We hope someday that we get a bunch of shitload of downloads so maybe we can get some advertising, maybe make money, and maybe get a show so on Sunday mornings when you have to walk your dog and it's the only time that you can take a shit and look at lines all day long and call your bookie, you can call us about the game. That's all we do. Screw everybody else.
Okay, I like other people. But I will say this. We've been burned by people. So and that's all you say. So I'm not suggesting anyone else. You figure it out yourself. I put out a post of who I liked. It offended some people. People cried and got upset about it. Other people started fucking messaging me, being like, this guy's a scammer. You know what? Fuck that. I'm done propping up people.
Yes.
I'm not dealing with this shit anymore.
I will say this. I put people over sometimes because I feel like we're all in it together. I'm all about beating the man.
Me too.
I am all about beating the man. I support everyone in this society, but I'm not going to shit on somebody else. I'm sure if we did something, they'd shit on us, and I don't want to go there anymore. I'm done with that.
The next question already bothers me. Is it good to follow reverse line movement in college football? Okay. Let me explain for the final time. There is no such thing as reverse line movement. No such thing. In order for reverse line movement to be a real thing, you have to follow an account like Sports Insights that gives you percentages. That is the only way reverse line movement is a real thing. That's it. It just means sharps versus public. That's all it means. Reverse line movement does not exist.
Do you remember that BC game? Who was it against this year where they covered but the line went like it opened up at like 8 and it went down to 4.
It was Wake Forest. You bet Wake Forest at like
the
line.
The
like
line
5.
Movement though helped BC
that's
cover
not,
that game.
That's not reverse.
But it's
line.
Not reverse. You're
it's
right.
just sharp.
Yeah.
Because in order for reverse line movement to be a real thing, you have to actually see a bet percentage.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't see a bet percentage, there's no such thing as reverse line movement. It's just the line is moving because the sharp's like a side. That is the only very simplest way I can put reverse line movement. Okay. Question from Ryan. Hey, guys, opened a Five Dimes account a few years back. Not sure if I make any money, but I've done pretty well. I want to cash out now. But since I live in MA, is it illegal? Okay. Ryan.
Is it? I don't know.
Come on, man. Yes, it is. Yes, it's illegal, but you can cash out and get your money. It doesn't matter. So, like, they just, I'd also prefer not to pay taxes. Okay, then don't report your winnings. I just, like, guys, this is like the, this is the question.
Reddit, everybody. Reddit.
Yes.
Reddit. Guys, should we start an over under 95 Reddit page?
I am losing my mind right
should,
now.
Should we start?
And by the way, I'm not mad at any of you guys for asking these questions because I get you guys don't know the answers, but, like,
well, I think what we need to be cool is that, like, there's a lot of rookie bettors.
We do this every week. Every single week we answer these questions. Every single week it's the same questions. Okay? I'm done with that. Okay.
can we do one more?
Two more. There's two more questions. It's okay. From Zach. Hey, are you only putting out the Apple podcast on Apple now? No. I put them out on everything.
On everything. Everything. I think it updates later on some spot. Yeah, you know what? If you really want the podcast, 98.5, thesportshub.com.
Yeah.
Click podcasts. You can see all the wonderful podcasts that we have. Click on it. Hit play. Boom.
Okay. Final question from Mike. Joe, a few weeks ago, you mentioned that you do half units on halftime plays and PPs, and I've gotten like 400 fucking
questions.
Not
on PPs.
On second half plays. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you? I'm going to explain this for everyone. Joe's betting whatever dollars he's betting, okay? Don't worry about. If Joe posts a second half play,
it's just a pick.
It's just a play.
Don't worry about my units.
Stop. Do not worry about Joe's units.
I will say this. I will write. For instance, I lost SMU last night. I took the minus 14 for the game. They were up 8 at the half. They were minus 4 second half. I thought they'd cover, and I lost. I doubled down, which means the amount that I put down for the game was the same amount I put down for the game.
Stop. You're just.
But I just would like to say, let's just say $1,000 is my normal bet, which I'm not saying it is.
God damn it.
My second half bet would be $500.
Okay. Here's the problem.
I don't want to blow
$2,200. Here's the problem now. Everyone's going to be like, oh, wait, should I only bet half a unit on second?
No. Bet what you want to bet. Bet the same unit every play.
Guys, okay.
All right, I'm staying out of this.
Yeah, you need to back out.
Oh, shit.
You need to back out.
That's my bell.
You need to back out.
That's my, I got to go.
Okay, no, you're fine. Okay, so quickly, very simply, we are grading every single play at one unit, unless it's a double PP, meaning we're both on it. That's two units. Or one of us says, oh, you know, it's a large play. A large play for us is two units. Small play is half a unit. Very simple. We have a very simple process. Everything is one unit. So I'm going to let you guys decide how you want to bet it going forward. You now know what Joe does. Completely up to you. I am frustrated. I get frustrated.
Can we leave on a good note?
I always get frustrated by the questions. But
we leave on one good note, like a good question?
Okay. Here's a good question for you, Joe. Just a final question. I'll get you a good question. How about this?
To send us home here on Over Under 985, the podcast, our 63rd edition, I believe.
I'll get you a good question. Okay. The Celtics are tied 38-38 in the second quarter.
Great.
End of the second quarter.
Are we going to bet them second half with the same units that I did
in the first? Are you going to bet them second half? Because I am not. Are you going to? I think we're good. Oh, look, it's four. Oh, and okay, apparently there was a lot of scoring in the site just updated. I don't want to tell you the score. So let's end on a happy note. Let's go home. You ready? You done?
Yeah, let's leave on a happy note.
Okay. Thank you for...
The Celtics got a delay a game violation? What the fuck is that?
I don't know what that means. I don't know. Maybe they threw the ball.
By the way, challenges in basketball are dumb.
Fucking so stupid. The stupidest thing I've ever seen. Okay. Let's move on. We're going over to next week. I know we've just been venting and whatever the past like few minutes. whatever. It is what it is. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. If you guys could rate, review us on iTunes, we would very much appreciate that. Hopefully, we win again this week. We have a little bit less volume than we normally do because I have cut my volume, and usually that means we have less volume. Because
yeah, if it's not a good week, don't bet it, man.
Exactly. So hopefully we'll jump back on and we'll continue the winning ways. Joe held us above water last week, and
I'm up this week. I should sleep. I won't.
You're going to bet Texas tomorrow. You shouldn't.
I will not try not to bet Texas tomorrow.
He's going, my God, I'm waiting for the fucking tweet. I'm already waiting for it.
But I'm going to definitely like keep my eye on it.
I'm already waiting for the fucking tweet.
Like if they're up at halftime, I might just lay it.
Oh my God. You know what's going to happen too.
Joe's
going to bet them at halftime. They're going to get fucking murdered like 27-0. It's going to be like a just ass kicking second half. All right. Joe, this has been the 63rd edition of Over Under 985. I'm going to let you sign it out this week.
Thank you, everybody, for rating us and liking us and hating us. It's been a pleasure. We have episode 64 next week. I don't know when it will come out.
Don't know.
But check out our NBA preview if you haven't a chance to do that. And also, we did an NHL preview 2 weeks ago if you didn't check that out. And you can find all our podcasts on 985thesportshub.com or on Apple or wherever. And
Spotify, Google Play, whatever.
If this episode entertained you, I'm very happy.
Good.
And I went on a rant. And I'm going to go home tomorrow. And I'm going to... I know what I love? When people tweet us the shit that we say.
Agreed.
That's how I know that, like, you're listening.
Agreed.
So I wonder if everyone just blew through the picks and didn't hear the end of this.
Possibly.
Like we could just I get like a bunch of them. No.
You know, I get like a bunch of people talking.
By the way, I got to be honest with you. I know this could piss you off before we go. I don't follow anybody else on Twitter's picks.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, there are guys that, like, I like their write-ups. Like, they, like, do a write-up or whatever, and I like it. I'll give them props. But there's nobody that, like, I follow. I don't follow anybody's picks.
Oh, you mean,
know
like,
how, like, some people
mean,
are like, hey, who do
you
follow?
You mean, like, bet someone's picks?
Yeah, I've never done that.
I only do with my friend.
Like,
I've
looked at our incarcerated Bob, but he has, like, a three-team parlay that he buys 90 points on.
I would never do that, no. I have a group of buddies who I do, and I'll follow, but like my falls are only like $100 a bet. Like
I used to follow
$100.
So you know who Stucky is? He works for the Action Network.
I liked him.
So I used to be on the covers forum, in covers.com forum. It's a bad place.
Dude, Stucky sucks.
I like him personally, but
he's a nice guy, but he sucks.
But that dude was just in a forum one day. Kind of like how we were talking about Jared Carabas ran a MySpace page called Sockspace and became what he is now.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Like, so it's just like...
No, what Stucky did a couple years ago is he got really hot, like really, really hot.
He's good in college basketball.
He's not. He lost last year.
Again, this going back years.
But here's the thing. It's like the data, those angles that those guys play, like there's a couple other guys like Stucky too. They just like those angles are played out now. It's like the West to East Coast thing in the NFL. You know that's not like a real angle anymore. Same thing. Like you know, it's kind of like played out.
It's like the Mush.
No. Marty Mush is just pure entertainment.
Oh, by the way, did you see the guy? They had a thing about a guy that was giving picks.
Oh yeah, I know the guy.
What?
I know the account. I don't know the guy personally, but like I know the account.
If I told you that the Celtics were tied at 49.
Would I believe you? Yes, I do.
With 4 seconds to go.
4.9 seconds to go. I do know that.
Would you double down on that?
I would absolutely not.
All right, we're going to end it this week. Cliffhanger. Did the Celtics come back and win?
Oh, my God.
And did Joe double down?
Oh, did he double down?
This is another Mafia. Edition. 50 to 49 Celtics. This has been another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.